South Carolina.
And then up north of Tennessee is
Virginia.
Yeah, we say the whole thing.
Virginia.
Yeah. And then you know where Baltimore is?
Yeah, Baltimore, Maryland. Are you talking about Baltimore, Maryland?
Yeah. And then the state where
New Jersey.
Yeah. And then Boston is in
Massachusetts.
Yeah, and then and New York City is in
New York?
Sure. And the name of that big river, there's a state with the same name, is
Mississippi?
Yeah, and the state where Little Rock is.
Little Rock, Arkansas?
Yeah, and the state just north of there where St. Louis is.
Missouri?
Yeah, would say it again, that's
Missouri?
Right. Yeah, and then the state where Oklahoma? Yeah, and then the state, the great big state,
Texas?
Okay. And all of those states up there are in where Massachusetts is sometimes called the
New England state?
Yeah. Now these are the names of some cities. The big city in Maryland. In Maryland,
Boston?
Baltimore.
Baltimore, Maryland?
Yeah. And then the seat of the federal government. You know where that
is? Yeah, Nashville, Washington, D.C. Yeah.
And what are the big cities in Tennessee?
Capital of Nashville.
Yeah, Nashville, and then the other city, the big city right over west of here is
Knoxville.
Yeah, and then south of there is
Chattanooga, and then
Memphis. Yeah, okay. And then now the biggest church in the south is probably the
First Baptist Church in Houston.
All right,
church there.
And if you became a member of the church, you'd say you went that day. They came to town, they moved in, and then they went down and
changed.
Yeah, would you say joined or
joined the church?
Yeah. And then in church they pray to
God.
And in an oath you might say my
God.
All right, and the minister preached a good
sermon.
And now some churches, they don't allow them, they sing, but they don't have
a choir, the whole church is fine.
Yeah. And they don't have a piano, say, or an organ.
No.
So they say that in church like that, they don't have any
music at all.
Okay. And then, if you're talking about a day, it was terrible this morning, but this afternoon it turned out to really be a beautiful day. Okay. And what's the name of God's adversary, his enemy, is?
The devil?
Yeah, now what other names have you heard, slang terms have you heard for the devil, other than?
Well, I've never known, it's the devil.
Okay, and then, was there ever an old house when you were a child that people were afraid to go near?
Oh, yeah.
What did they call that kind of
house?
They
called that a haunted house.
Okay, and what was supposed to be in there?
Ghost.
Okay.
But that all might be worse.
Okay, and there really were some in there, huh?
No, they weren't in there. I'm about to say they weren't.
Uh-huh. But
the people just always prayed back in them days.
Sure. Did they ever call them hands?
Yeah, they call them hands.
Do the same thing. I wanted to ask you about the use of another word. That's the use of talking about the expression right smart. Talking about having a right smart of land or a right smart of trouble. Is that at all common?
Yeah. Because the woman lives up road here, she always said she had more than anybody else. She had all of the land she could own and life smart, and she had a big barn that far, but God showed her different. See, the lightning struck it, and that was that woman's something to say.
Is that right? Now, would right smart, though, be limited only to the things you could, the things that would you say, have a right smart of chairs?
Yeah.
Did you say that we have a right smart of chairs?
Right smart of chairs, or right smart of...
could be anything, then.
Chickens or anything.
Okay. Could you say there are right smart of apples growing on that tree?
Yeah, right smart of apples growing on that
okay.
tree.
Okay. And then if the child came home and did something very strange, you might say to the child, why the very